Teresa?
Yeah.
Bonnie needs you.
When Teresa Barr woke up with a bad cough one morning recently, she and her husband Kenneth went directly to an urgent care. That's something they couldn't have done 10 years ago, before urgent cares existed on the Cape.
To be honest, in her case, her primary, if she had called today with symptoms today, they might not see her for 2 or 3 days.
Sitting in a care well, an urgent care center in Dennis, Kenneth Barr says coming to the urgent care was an easy choice.
We like it because it's efficient. It's easier than getting into the regular MD's office. It's a walk-in, you know, the copay is a little more, but it's effective.
This isn't the Barr's first trip to Carewell. They like the customer service approach and the short wait times. They don't have to schedule an appointment or get hit with an enormous emergency room bill.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Carewell Urgent Care. This is Bonnie. How can I help you?
And more people are taking this approach. Ativ Mehrotra is a professor at Harvard University who's been studying the rise in urgent care centers in the country. He says their popularity is due to two factors.
You know, in an era in 2019 where we can do banking, shopping, in many cases 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to be told that for your healthcare issues that you need to call your primary care doctor and wait 2 or 3 days just doesn't fit.
The other factor is the nationwide shortage of primary care doctors, which has gotten worse in the last few years.
I think at the same time, we're having an issue that when you do call your primary care physician, people still have to wait a while, and that wait appears to be increasing with time.
For patients, urgent care centers can mean big savings. A recent state study showed that prices for urgent care treatment were about 20% of the cost of what would be charged in an emergency room. Michael Loft, CEO of Cape Cod Healthcare, says emergency rooms are more expensive because they have to be prepared to handle bigger issues.
Because in an emergency room, you have to understand we're there to equip for every unforeseen situation, right? So we have cardiology support, we have neurosurgery support, we have all the imaging, all the life-saving measures.
And regardless of if they use them, patients end up being charged for the overhead of these costs.
And we have to be prepared to save your life each and every time. That's why costs are so much different between an urgent care and an emergency center.
In the state, the Cape has one of the highest number of urgent cares per capita. But Mehrotra cautions that despite the fast growth of urgent cares, there's very little data studying their overall quality of care. He says he's heard anecdotally that these centers can overprescribe antibiotics.
Specifically, you know, you come in and you're worried about sinusitis, and in an effort to please the patient, they will prescribe more antibiotics than are necessary, and that if you had gone to a primary care physician, that primary care physician would have been more prudent in their antibiotic prescribing.
One more point patients should be cautious of is that an over-reliance on urgent cares can fragment a person's medical record. Alan Steinbach, an urgent care doctor at Convenient MD in Falmouth, says sometimes patients can mistake a chronic condition for a one-time event.
If someone came in with a stomach pain and was evaluated and treated with something that decreased their stomach acid, great idea, very common. 6 weeks later, they come back with the same thing. And nobody takes their weight to find out they've lost 10 pounds, which a regular doctor would do in a visit, but which an urgent care might, even if with good urgent care, might not do. And that person might have stomach cancer. I'm not talking hypothetically.
But for Teresa Barr, whose cold had previously seemed insurmountable, her urgent care visit gave her peace of mind. Plus, it cost just $50, and she says she's happy with that.
If my doctor couldn't see me, I'd have to go to the ER and pay the $300 plus copay.
Yeah.
And it's nothing like that here, and they have x-rays, they treat me. And to tell you the truth, they call you a few days later to see how you're feeling, which is amazing. I mean, my doctor's office doesn't even do that.
The urgent care model has been so popular that pharmacies and even big box retailers like Walmart are looking into creating their own options for quick access care too. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.